The meeting convened by the Economic and Social Council will assess the progress made so far on implementing the 17 Sustainable Development Goals agreed by more than 190 countries nearly 2 years ago. Specific goals under the spotlight for the in-depth event include the goals of ending poverty and hunger, ensuring healthy lives, achieving gender equality, empowerment for women and girls, and building resilient infrastructure and fostering innovation. Viviana Ditukana Tatawaka of Diverse Voice and Action for Equality from Fiji spoke for the major groups and stakeholders as representative of the women's major group. She said the forum, or HLPF as it's known, needed to facilitate a robust process that allows for real transformation and change.
But we fear that the HLPF is falling short in this mandate of being space for accountability. In this moment of crisis, the HLPF offers an opportunity to recommit to multilateralism. Now more than ever, we need strong United Nations engaged in truly meaningful discussions and global democratic decision-making.
Highlighting the Secretary-General's SDG Progress Report, the DESA chief, Wu Hongbo, said that gender inequality was persisting and conveyed some of the key statistics on the state of international development, aid and cooperation in the effort to reach the SDGs by 2030. He said there were positive signs, such as the growth in development aid overall, but when it came to bilateral aid to the least developed countries, that had fallen year on year. To leave no one behind by 2030, much more needs to be done, he said.
To ensure that sustainable development is realized by all people and for all people everywhere, a revitalized and balanced global partnership that brings together all stakeholders and mobilizes all available resources is needed. Empowering vulnerable groups is critical to ending poverty and promoting prosperity for everyone, everywhere.
He said global, regional and local efforts needed to connect more and better long-term policies needed to be put in place with greater synergies and a greater role for science. Above all, said Mr. Wu, better data was needed to ensure the world was on track.
Well, this report highlights the progress made and existing challenges for many of the goals and targets. The lack of adequate data still makes it impossible to effectively monitor progress on many of the targets.
The forum's due to run until July the 19th, including a three-day ministerial meeting next week. So far, 44 countries have volunteered to present their national voluntary reviews on implementing the SDGs to the high-level platform. Matt Wells, United Nations.